For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. More than 30 Vermont school districts are challenging a state law that requires them to merge. On Friday, lawyers representing those districts asked a Franklin County judge to temporarily block the mergers.
Last November, the State Board of Education ordered dozens of school districts to merge involuntarily, and it established transitional boards to oversee that process. But lawyers for the districts asked a judge to put that merger process on hold Friday, and they want the process to remain on hold until a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the forced mergers is resolved. Inez McGillian is one of the lawyers for the school districts.
These transitional boards will create irreparable harm and set us on a path to merger, and the plaintiffs will not be able to be compensated, and the harm to the election process will be great.
Lawyers representing the state urged the judge not to grant the temporary injunction. They say the school districts are unlikely to win their case, and they say if transitional boards don't begin the merger process now, then the new districts won't be ready for students by the beginning of the next school year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to meet with the finalists of a student essay contest at the State House in Montpelier this afternoon. The contest asks students to write about what they believe are the most pressing issues facing the U.S. and how they would try to solve them. Nearly 600 students from 50 high schools in Vermont submitted State of the Union essays this year. Six Vermont teachers scored the essays and were responsible for choosing 20 finalists and three winners. Snowfall in New England has exceeded normal by several feet in some spots as ski areas head into the President's holiday weekend. More than 81 inches has fallen this season in South Burlington, Vermont, which is more than 2 feet above average. That makes it the sixth snowiest season on record for this time of year. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.